So we have the two examples of Mary and Martha. Mary doing the better thing, listening to the words of Jesus at his feet, and Martha serving the Lord by waiting on him at the table. And they're both good things. They're both serving God. They're both striving to do the will of God. But Mary had chosen the better part. This has always been traditionally understood as the Martha representing the active life in our service of God, and the Mary representing the contemplative life. And this is the Christian life, to be to do activity for our Lord and to contemplate our Lord. And they're both important. They're both necessary in our Christian life, in our existence itself. So the active life can represent doing manual labor, can cooking, cleaning, doing hard manual labor, digging, building, doing carpentry, or can also be apostolic work as well, doing the corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, burying the dead, evangelizing, traveling, talking, all these kinds of external things, doing and teaching and this kind of thing. All of these things can be for the glory of God and good and holy and necessary in our Christian life. And they're necessary, as is obvious. But the contemplative life is equally as necessary, and more, even more so, more necessary, because we're depending more on God and his power and his grace and his strength that gives us strength to do these external things. And when we think of, when we're referring to the contemplative life, we're talking about prayer, of course, prayer, communion with God, our time of meditation, reflecting on the eternal things, holy things, thinking about holy things, spending time in silence, being alone with God, and in solitude, striving to know God's will, discerning God's will, thinking, listening to God as he will speak to us in meditation and in reflection. If we take that time to pray and to be with God, alone with him, silent, trying to be in his company, then he's going to speak to us. He's going to give us many, many blessings and graces as a favor, as a reward for making time for him. And the more we spend in that time, that direct communication with God, we can think of active work as more indirect, but that's why contemplative prayer and communion with God is more powerful, more important, and better, more pleasing to God, as Jesus said. Mary has chosen the better portion of our service to God, doing his will, and she will not be deprived of it. God wants us to do this contemplative work. And so we weigh the two. Contemplative is more important, but in the Christian life, we have to balance the two. We have to use both. Even St. Francis, when he was trying to discern how he was going to live his religious life and how the friars were to live their religious life, he needed to discern, and he prayed, and he took counsel. He turned to St. Clare, and the holiest friar at his disposal was Friar Sylvester, who was a priest who was living the contemplative life very much. So he turned to them both and asked them to pray to find out God's will for him, and they both came back to him and said he should preach and pray, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus preached and prayed, and St. Francis was to imitate his example. And so that's the life of the Franciscan. But we put an emphasis in the Franciscan life, in our charism, the emphasis is on the contemplative life. So we're in the church, we're called a contemplative active community as Franciscans. Other religious Catholic communities are more active, like the Missionaries of Charity. They're in their stated in their rule that they are to be active and contemplative, but still contemplative. As Mother Teresa was continually saying, they could never do all the hard manual labor and work that they do if they didn't pray. They didn't pray 3 hours in the morning that they do and pray continually throughout the day in the work that they do. And when they would travel going to their destination to do charitable work, they would always pray the rosary, and that's in their rule as well. So they have this continual contemplation. And as she said, we are contemplatives in the heart of the world, Mother Teresa said, for the Missionaries of Charity. So there's these two things to weigh, and we have the example of Mother Teresa. I can think of Mother Angelica. She was a Poor Clare nun who was primary contemplative, totally contemplative, living in cloister. When we say totally contemplative, not meaning that they don't do work. All the contemplative sisters and monks, they do work, but they primarily focus on contemplation and prayer and adoration and silence and reflection. There is a story told, I think, by Saint Alphonsus of the monk in the early days of the church, where it wasn't sure how religious were to live, how the monks were to live. This monk had the idea that he was supposed to spend all his time in prayer and contemplation. And so he did that, and he was anxious in himself. He was not happy. He had certain anxieties, and wasn't sure what he was doing wrong, if he was. So he was prayed about that, and his guardian angel appeared to him and said, "Do some work." So he do some work in addition to your prayers. So he did some. He set aside time for gardening and other manual labors, and then he was at peace in his heart. And that's always been the principle in the monasteries of ora et labora, work in prayer. Work in prayer. We can't be healthy if we're praying only all the time. We have to do some work, staying busy, staying active to some extent, even those contemplative communities are to do that. So there's this importance of prayer and work. Even the active communities have to realize that they must spend a significant amount of time in prayer, not spending all their time in active work. And that was the heresy of activism in the church that sprang up after Vatican II, that spirit of activism, which is really a heretical spirit. It was not the fruit of Vatican Council. It was a corruption of it, and that caused so many religious communities to fall apart and to disintegrate. So we still have some of that lingering in the church today. But we are to bring back the importance of prayer, the primacy of prayer and contemplation. How that is so important to God, the most pleasing thing to God. So let's always put our emphasis on that. As we do our active work for God, always with prayer, making our work a prayer. And as Mother Teresa says, when we do active work, we should do everything with love, because we will be judged on love one day, Scripture says. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen. Christus.